In the beginning, from the beginning, can add something.
Let me read out what it is and everything as well. This is a questionnaire which was sent to us by one journal, a cultural and religious journal in Bombay. It's called Bhavan's Journal. And they're questioning different religious leaders, especially in India, trying to get the answers to some of these important questions which are perplexing, especially the Indian public today. So there's a list of about 21 questions, and we can go through them one by one for Srila Prabhupada to answer. The first question is the influence of religion over the masses on the wane. Is the influence of religion over the masses decreasing?
Yes, this is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tata anudina. Bring that black book. Tatastanudinam. Dharma satta. This is Kali Yuga, the age of waning of these things. Religiosity, truthfulness, memory, bodily strength, duration of life, mercifulness.
Damn, it's just going to come with it.
These are the human assets which makes a human being distinct from the animal. But these things will decline. There will be no mercifulness, there will be no truthfulness, the memory will be shortened, duration of life to shorten. Similarly, religion will vanish. That means gradually we will come to the platform of animals. And especially when there is no religion, it is simply animal. That any common man can distinguish that. A dog does not understand what is religion. He is also a living being. He is not interested what is going on here about Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. He is not interested. That is the distinction between dog and man. The animal is not interested. So, if the human being becoming disinterested in religious things, then they are animals. And how there can be happiness, peace in the animal society? They want to keep people as animals, and they are making United Nations. How it is possible? United animals, is it possible? Society for United Animals. These things are going on. They have detected it is declining, that is good. Declining means they are going to be animals. In the logic, it is said, man is rational animal. So rationality minus animal. What is human being? You stand, no, there is no place. That's all right.
So Second question, Srila Prabhupada?
Hmm?
Question two?
Well, you have written all these things or not?
It's being taped. I'll
So what is that? Find out. Tatashchanudinam.
Tatashchanudinam satyak. Dharma satyam shocham kshamadaya.
Find that bad. You can call that this Kali Yuga, it is raining. Therefore, they are becoming animals. Man without religion means animal. This is the definition. In the human society, either you become Christian, or you become Mohammedan, or you become Hindu, or you become Buddhist, it doesn't matter. There must be some system of religion. That is human society. And human society without religion, animal society. This is plain fact. So, why people are unhappy now? Because there is no religion. They are neglecting religion. That one gentleman, he has written me that the Tolstoy said that unless one dynamite is put underneath a church, there cannot be any peace. That means they want the Russians to come. They are very strict against God consciousness. Because they think so, that this religion has spoiled the whole social atmosphere. It might have been a misused religious system. That does not mean that religion should be avoided. Real religion should be taken. Because religion has not been properly executed by the so-called priests, it does not mean that religion should be rejected. My eye is giving some trouble on account of cataract. That doesn't mean the eye should be plucked out. The cataract should be removed. That is Krishna consciousness. They have no conception of God and they are preaching religion. What is a religion? That will be misused. Religion means dharmantu sāksāt bhagavat pranīṣṭh. Religion means God's order. If there is no God, where is religion? And this is going on. They have no conception of God. What is God? They do not know. And professing some religion. How long it will go on artificially? It will deteriorate. That has become the present condition. They have no idea of God. And how they will know what is the order of God? A religion means order of God. Just like law means order of the state. Law means order of the state. If there is no state, where is the order? You can manufacture your own order. That is going on. There is no conception of God. We have got clear conception of God. Here is God, Krishna. And he is giving order. We accept it. And it is clear religion. And if there is no God, no conception of God, no order of God, then where is religion? If there is no government, then where is law? Outlaw. Everyone is outlaw. That is going on. Ask any religious system. What is the conception of God? Can anyone tell clearly? Nobody can. We shall immediately say, Vinum kannantam aravindadalayataksam varahamatam samasitam vidasundarangam angani jasa sakalendriya vittimanti. Immediately, description, here you go. Then there is religion. And if there is no God, where is religion? bogus. Therefore, decline. They have no conception of God, and therefore there is no understanding of religion. Therefore, it is declining. This is the cause of declining, and because it is declining, human being becoming more animal. Animal means that is the no memory. A dog's come, there is some eatables, he comes. I say that, he goes out. Again he comes. No memory. So when this memory is reducing, that means human qualities reduce. So in the Kali Yuga, these eight things will reduce. That means they are becoming like cats and dogs. This is the answer, the first question.
Question number two. The traditional charge against Hinduism is that it is fatalistic, that it inhibits progress by making people slaves to the belief in the inevitability of what is to happen. How far is this charge true?
The charge is false. Those who are charged like that, they do not know what is Hinduism. There is no such thing as Hinduism, but there is mention of Sanatana Dharma, Varnasam Dharma, that we can find in the scripture. I have already given notes.
Yes, I have this.
So, what is the charge?
He says that people are accusing that Hinduism it inhibits the progress of mankind.
What is that progress? Dogs jumping is progress? Is that progress? A dog is running here and there, and you are running on the four wheels. Is that progress? But that is not Vedic system. The Vedic system is that human being has got a certain amount of energy, better energy than the animals. Better consciousness, that should be utilized for spiritual advance. So, whole Vedic system is meant for spiritual advance. The energy is employed in another direction. Not the energy is employed to compete with the dog. Therefore, sometimes those who have no idea of religion, they see that the Hindus is not the proper time, the Indian sentient person, they are not busy like the dog. Because they think the dog race is life. But actual life is spiritual progress. Therefore, Shastra says, Tasraiva hita prajati hita kovida nalabhate jada bhamadamu parajada tad labhati dukkha vadanna tasukham kalena sarvatra bhavira rangasa. The human being should exert the energy for that thing which he did not get in many, many lives. Many, many lives he had been in the form of dogs or demigods or cats, birds, beasts. Many, there are 8 million foreigners. So this transmigration is going on. But in everywhere, the business is sense gratification. The dog is busy for sense gratification. Where is food? Where is center? Where is woman or man? And where is defense? And the man is also doing the same business in different form. So this is going on. Life after life, even in small insect, this is also trying for the same thing. Same struggle, ahara nidra bhaya maipu. Bird, beast, animal, fish, everywhere, the same struggle. Where is food, where is sex, and where is shelter, and how to depend? The Shastra says these things we have done in many, many lives past, and if we don't get out of this struggle for existence, we'll have to do it again in many, many lives. So these things should be strong. The Prahlada Maharaj says, therefore, Sukham Indrikam Daitya Deha Yogena Dehina Satvatra Labhate Daivat Jatha Dukham Majatnatha. He is advising, my dear friends, that pleasure, material pleasure, on account of this material body, particular type of body, a dog, it has got a body, and I have got a body. So, my sex pleasure and dog's sex pleasure, there is no difference. The pleasure derived out of sex pleasure is the same. But a dog is not afraid of having sex pleasure on the street before everyone. We hide it, that's all, in a nice apartment. But the business is the same. There is no difference. But they are taking this sex pleasure in a nice apartment and very decorated, man and woman and electric light and so on. So this pleasure is advanced. But there is not advanced. And they are making dogs race for this advancement, superficial. The Prahlada Maharaj says that this is a question of different types of pleasure on account of different types of body. But the pleasure is the same. But according to the different types of body, the pleasure is already fixed up. That is called destiny. A pig has got a certain type of body and his eatable is the stool. It is already fixed up. You cannot change it. Then let the pig eat halwa. It is not possible. Because he has got a particular type of body, he must eat that. Can anyone, any scientist, can improve the standard of living of a pig? Is it possible?
No.
Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj says, it is already fixed. Sukham Indrikam Daitya Deha Yogena Dehina. This pleasure is the same, but according to the body, the uncivilized man in the jungle, they are having the same thing. And we are taking civilization that instead of living in that hut made of leaves, we are living in skyscraper building. This is advanced. But Vedic civilization says, no, this is not advancement. The advancement is self-realization. How much you have realized yourself. Not that from the hutment you have come to skyscraper building, that what is advanced. Sometimes they misunderstand. In a high court, a judge is sitting soberly, doing nothing, and he's getting the highest salary. And another man in the same court is working day and hard, rubber stamping, and he's getting not even 1/10 of the salary. He thinks, I'm so busy and working so hard. I'm not getting any good salary, and this man is sitting only on the bench and he's getting so bad salary. So therefore this is question like that. The Vedic civilization is for self-realization. Tasyaiva heta prajati to kovida. Kovida means very learned. He'll simply try for that thing which was not received, which was not achieved in other life. That means self-realization. Just like we are sometimes charged, escaping. Huh? What is the charge?
We're escaping from reality.
Yeah. But their reality is dog's race. And our reality is to advance in self-realization, Krishna consciousness. There's difference. Therefore, Kormis have been described as Mura. Assess. Assess. And assess, why the example is given to the assess? Because the ass works very hard. it loads on the back tons of cloth of the washerman. And the washerman in return gives him little morsel of grass. And he stands at the door of the washerman, eats the grass, again loading. But he has no sense that if I go out of the scratches of washerman, I can get grass anywhere. Why am I loading so much? The kormis are like that. They're busy in the office. Very busy. If you want to see him, I'm very busy now. So what is your result of busy? I take 2 pieces of toast and 1 cup of tea. And for this purpose you are so busy? He does not know why he is busy. Because in the books he is finding now the balance was $1,000,000,000, now it has become 2,000. That is satisfaction. But he will eat 2 pieces of bread and 1 cup of tea. When it was $1,000,000, when it was $2,000,000. But still he will work hard. This is called kormi, asses. Work like asses, without any aim of life. This is the asses. Mura. But Vedic civilization is different. The acquisition is not correct. They are not lazy. They are busy for higher subject matter. And that busyness is so important that Prahlad Maharaj says, begin it from the childhood. Kaumara vachavipraya. not lose a second time. That is Vedic civilization. But these asses, they do not see that these men are working like us, like dogs and asses. So they are escaping. Yes, escaping your fruitless endeavor. So the Vedic civilization was meant for self-realization. Vedic civilization begins from the varnasram system. Varnasrama charota purusena parapama Vishnu aradhate. How to realize Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, the system is varnasram. In another place it is said, Takta sadhanmam charanambujam hari. The varnasram means there is division. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. But the ultimate goal is Vishnu Aradhati. The Supreme Lord should be worshipped. That is the idea. So if Vishnu Aradhana is available immediately, then you can give up all other occupational duty as a Brahman, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, as a Sudra, as a Brahmacharya, everything. Take to immediately to Krishna consciousness, which is so important. But that they do not know. Therefore there is no religion. It's simply dog's race. The dog is running on four legs and we are running on four wheels, that's all. And they think the four-wheel race is advancement of civilization. But the Vedic civilization is different. The Saiva Heta Pradate Kovida. Nanabhati Jada Bhamatam Parjada. Then one can say, then we should do nothing. Yes, practically it is said, do nothing. Whatever is obtainable by you or destiny, you'll get it. Wherever you are, take to Krishna consciousness. You'll get it. How I shall I get it? Na kalena sarvatra gaviranasa. By the arrangement of eternal time, everything is available. The example is given that you do not want something distasteful as it comes upon you. Similarly, even if you do not want the happiness for which your destiny will come. Prahlad Maharaj says, natat prayasa kartabham. You should not waste your energy for material happiness. Because you cannot get material happiness more than what you are destined to have. That is not possible. The house of life is not because you get something distasteful condition although you do not want. Who wants? In our country, Mahatma Gandhi was killed by his own country. So who did want it? Why did it come? He was a great man. He was protected by so many. Still, he has to be killed. Destiny, he was killed. Who can protect? So he, the distress condition can compulsory upon me. The other condition, the opposite number also will come. Why shall I waste my time for this rectification? Let me utilize my energy for Krishna consciousness. That is intelligence. You cannot check your destiny. Their question is,
that the charge is that Hinduism is fatalistic, and therefore people are not making progress because they simply accept.
They are misguided. First of all, the Hinduism is also misguided. There is no such thing as Hinduism. It is Sanatana Dharma and Varnasrama Dharma. I do not know how this word, most probably it was given by the Mohammedans, Hindus. But there is no such thing. In Bhagavad Gita, I don't find any word as Hindu. Is there any word?
No.
Throughout the whole? There is no such thing.
There's a second part to this question also, Srila Prabhupada. They ask if it's false that actually Hinduism is not fatalistic, or Sanatana Dharma is not fatalistic.
No, fatalistic in this sense that the destiny cannot be changed. That's why I have given all the religions. With the Mahatma Gandhi, nobody expected that he would be killed by his own country. Why is that? But this means destiny cannot change. This is a prominent example that Mahatma Gandhi, he was in a big meeting. Who expected that Mahatma Gandhi could be killed? And by his own countrymen. But it was done. That is destiny. You cannot check it. So our point is that the whole Vedic civilization is that destiny, a certain amount of happiness in this material world, nobody is enjoying uninterrupted happiness. That is not possible. A certain amount of so-called happiness and certain amount of so-called distress, there must be always. So, as you cannot check your distress condition of life, similarly you cannot check your happy condition of life. It will come automatically. So don't waste your time for these things. You better utilize your energy for advancing Krishna consciousness. So those who are not Krishna conscious, they think that these people are wasting time.
So then, is it true then that people who have this conception, they would not try for progress?
No, progress, the thing is that if you try progress vainly, what is the use of that? If it is a fact, you cannot change your destiny. So why should you try for that? Better, that is tasyaiva heta prajapati. Therefore, whatever energy of God, you utilize it for understanding Krishna consciousness. Make it clear. Just like our society. Our main business is how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. We are not very enthusiastic to open big factories and big money-earning machines. No, we are not interested. We will be satisfied with the amount of happiness or distress. What about your destiny? Let us utilize our energy for Krishna consciousness. This is the point. So the Vedic civilization is meant for realization of God, Vishnu Aradhyata. So they try for that. Now at the present moment, actually the Varnasrama Dharmi, they never tried for economic development. You'll find in India still thousands of men taking bath in the Ganges. And the Kumbh Mela, You have been in Kumbh Mela? At the Kumbh Mela, millions of people are coming to take bathing in the Ganges because they are interested how to become liberated. They are not lazy. They are going thousands of miles, 2,000 miles away to take bathing in the Prayag. So they are not lazy. But they are not busy in the dog's race. Jani sa sarva bhutana tasmin jagruti sangyami. Sangyami. He keeps night. He does not sleep. Others are sleeping. So, similarly, the dogs and asses, they think that they are not working. They are working. A different platform. So, the Vedic civilization, which is practiced in India, now it is distorted. But actually, they are not lazy, they are very, very busy. Not only very, very busy, but from they are trying to become self-realized from the very beginning of life. Pumarang. Pragya dharman bhagavatam. That is the condition. They are not lazy. They are so busy that want to begin the business from the very childhood. So it is a wrong conception that they are lazy.
So then if this is false, that actually they're not...
They do not know what is the aim of life. They think that they are not racing like dogs. Therefore, they are lazy. But they are busy, very busy, from the childhood. But they have no eyes to see what his business means.
The second point is, in connection with this question, that there's a certain class of people in India, he describes them as being advanced, well-meaning and highly educated people in India today, that they're accusing Hinduism of inhibiting progress, and he wants to know why is this.
That is explained. They do not know what is progress. The Vedic civilization is not interested in this so-called false progress. Just like from hut to skyscraper. They think this is progress. But the Vedic civilization thinks how much he is advancing self-realization. Either he is in cottage or a skyscraper. But if he wastes his time to turn the huts into skyscrapers, then the whole life is finished. And next time he is going to be a dog. He does not know. That's all.
Srila Prabhupada, they want to know how can this be counteracted, this idea?
I make everything clear.
Yes. That's very clear. Would you like to hear the next question, Srila Prabhupada?
It is clear, no?
Yes.
So long it is not clear, you can go on.
No.
Ask it. One question after one question.
The point was made by you that they don't understand what actual progress is.
Actually, destiny cannot be changed. That I have already given.
Yes.
Even Mahatma Gandhi could not. So destiny you cannot check.
But then the question may be raised, if destiny cannot be checked, then why not, when a child is born, simply let him, like an animal, run around and whatever happens to him?
No, that is the advantage of him. You can train him spiritually. That is possible. Therefore it is a tasaiva heta prajate heta kovila. For that purpose you engage your energy. That is open. The devotional service, Krishna consciousness, apratihata, it cannot be checked. Material destiny can be checked, cannot be checked. Similarly, your advancement in spiritual life cannot be checked if you endeavor for it. But your advancement of so-called material happiness, that is already destined. You cannot check it. Try to understand this.
So then in terms of advancing in spiritual life, actually we can say that the Sanatana Dharma is fatalistic, that there is actually an endeavor towards progress.
Fatalistic, I have given this example also. That's like a man is condemned by the law court to be hanged. Nobody can check. Nobody can change. Even the same judge who has given this verdict, he cannot change. But he, if he begs for the mercy of the king, he can change. He can go all above the law. Therefore, karmani niddhati kintuta bhakti vaya. In the Brahma Samhita it is there. That destiny can be changed by Krishna for his devotee. Otherwise, it is not. If one is condemned to death, Krishna can check it. Otherwise, it is falsehood. And Krishna, ahankara sarva papebhyo mokkhasyami. I shall give you protection from all the action of sinful actions. Suppose you are to be killed by somebody on account of a sinful activity. Nobody can check it ordinarily, but Krishna can check it. Otherwise, Krishna is telling false. Aham tva sarva pape bhama khoishyami. I shall give you protection. So therefore, our business should be only to surrender to Krishna. And if we artificially want to be more happy by economic development, that is not possible. That is not possible.
Question number three?
Now, first of all, clear by your so male force.
It may take several issues to...
So they try to understand what is there. The first thing is that your destiny cannot be changed. That's a fact. But in spite of your destiny, if you try for Krishna consciousness, otherwise why Prahlada Maharaj is asking his friends, Kumaro Hansa. If the destiny cannot be changed, then why is asking? It is not the destiny means material business. That you cannot change. But it can also be changed when you are in spiritual life.
What is the meaning of apratyata? That you said that spiritual development can be checked.
Apratyata, suppose you are destined to suffer. So, apratyata means in spite of your so-called suffering, the suffering will be reduced or there will be no suffering. But in spite of suffering, you can make progress in spiritual life. That's why Prahlada Maharaj himself, his father was putting him in so many suffering conditions, but it was not impeded. He was making progress. He was making progress. He didn't care for father's putting him into so many suffering. That is called apratyata. If you want to execute Krishna consciousness, your material condition of life cannot check it. That is it. But so far material condition, that cannot be checked. You have to suffer. But in case of devotee, that suffering also can be stopped. Otherwise, Krishna's version is false. Ahamkara sarva papebhyo. Suffering is there on account of my sinful activity. But Krishna said, Ahamkara sarva papebhyo mokkhasyami maasu. Make it clear. Ordinarily, destiny cannot be checked. Therefore, instead of wasting your time or change your economic condition and material destiny, you employ this energy for Krishna consciousness. That cannot be changed. Your so-called, there are so many men, we can see, they are working so hard. Does it mean that everyone has become a Ford, Rockefeller? Why? Everyone is trying his best. Mr. Ford was to become a rich man. His destiny was there, he became a rich man. But does it mean that other man who has worked so hard like Ford, he has become like a Ford? No. This is practical. You cannot change your destiny simply by working hard like ass and dogs. No. But you can utilize that energy for improving your Krishna consciousness. That's a fact. He was destined to be killed by his countrymen. He was done. Such a big man, such big vigilance, and so many people were guarding him, and still, just here, in the meeting. Why is Mahatma Gandhi, your president, that Kennedy, was less protection was taken? No, everything was there, everything was there, but he still was killed. Who can stop this destiny? The destiny cannot stay. There are fatalists, they know for my material happiness or distress, it cannot be checked. It will happen. So why shall I waste my energy for this purpose? Let me utilize this energy for advancing in Krishna consciousness. Therefore it is said, tasyaiva hi taprajate ta kovida na labhate yadabhamatam. That is intelligent.
Destiny cannot be changed. What does Krishna mean when he says, be thou happy by this sacrifice? When Krishna says, be thou happy by this sacrifice, what does he mean if destiny cannot be changed like that? How one can be more happy by performing?
Do you know what is meant by sacrifice?
Sacrifice to Krishna, to Vishnu.
Yes, that means to please Krishna. If Krishna is pleased, he can change this. Karmani niddhati kintu cha bhakti vāyā. Sacrifice means to please Krishna. Jagga. Jagga means to please Krishna. The whole our Krishna consciousness movement means to please Krishna. That is the whole program. In all other business, there is no question of pleasing Krishna. When they declare war, one nation to another, there is no question of pleasing Krishna, pleasing their whims. The two big wars began, it was not for pleasing Krishna. The German wanted that their sense gratification is being hampered by the Britishers declared war. That means it was a war of sense gratification. The Britishers are satisfying their sense gratification. We cannot do more or less. Fight. And there is no question of pleasing Krishna. Then?
Question number three. It is said that the greatest strength of Hinduism is its Catholicity, or breadth of outlook, broadness of vision. But that this is also the greatest weakness, in that there is very little common prescribed religious observances which are obligatory for all, as in other religions. Is it necessary and possible to outline certain basic minimum observances for all Hindus?
So far basic religion is concerned, it is not for the Hindus that is to be understood. The Sanatana Dharma, it is for all living entities, all human beings. It is called Sanatana Dharma, that I have already explained. The living entity is Sanatana, God is Sanatana, and there is Sanatana Dham, prasthasmat bhava anya bhakta bhakta sanatana. And where Krishna describes Sanatana in the 11th chapter, do you remember? He describes as Sanatana, Sanatana. So, actually, the basic system is called Sanatana Dharma, not Hindu Dharma. This is the wrong concept. The Sanatana Dharma is meant for all living entities, not the so-called Hindus, Muslims, Christians, for everyone. That is Sanatana Dharma. These are later misconceptions, Hinduism and this is that. Actually, it is called Sanatana Dharma or Varnasram Dharma. That is meant for everyone. But because it was being followed regularly in India, and Indians were called by the Muslims on the other side of the river Sindh or Sindhu, and they pronounced Sindh as Hind. Therefore, they call India as Hindustan, means on the other side of Sindhu or Hindu river. Otherwise, it has no Vedic reference. So the Hindu dharma has no Vedic reference. The real Vedic dharma is Sanatana Dharma, Varnasram Dharma. First of all, he has to understand. Now that Sanatana Dharma, Vedic dharma being distorted, not being obeyed, not being carried properly, it has come to the understanding of Hinduism. There is a fake understanding. That is not real understanding. We have to study Sanatana Dharma or Varnasram Dharma. Then we will understand what is basic religion.
So is there anything obligatory or prescribed for all people who follow this religion, that
yes, Sanatana,
minimum observance that they must do?
Sanatana, every living entity is eternal. Sanatana. God is eternal. And we can live with God in a place which is called Sanatana Dham. So this reciprocation is called Sanatana Dharma. The Vedic religion means this Sanatana Dharma, not Hindu Dharma, Muslim Dharma, or this Dharma. I did it.
Tvamaksharam paramam viritavyam. Tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam. Tvavyaya shashvata dharma gopta sanatanastvam purusho matome.
Yes.
Translation.
Yes.
You are the supreme primal objective. You are the best in all the universes. You are inexhaustible and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of religion, the eternal personality of Godhead.
This is what? Krishna is eternal, we are eternal, and the place we live, exchanging our feelings, that is eternal. And the system which teaches this eternal system of reciprocation. That is called Sanatana. That is meant for everyone.
So what daily prescribed religious observances would one who is aspiring for this Sanatana Dharma, what would they do? What kind of daily prescribed religious observance? Because the complaint is that that within this Hinduism, or let's say Sanatana Dharma, there's such a breadth of, there's so much variegatedness in different types of worship.
So why do you go to variegatedness? Why don't you take the real purpose of religion from Krishna? Krishna says, this is real dharma. Sarvadharman paritajamame kangusam. Why don't you take that? Why you are going to variegated things or varieties under the name of so-called Hinduism? Why do you go there? Why don't you take the advice of the Sanatana, Krishna? You don't take what is Sanatana Dharma, what Sanatana God says, and you say, how we can come to the right point, avoiding so many varieties. Why you go to the variety? Take to this one consciousness, sarva-dharmān prittajyamāmekaṁsāmi. Why don't you do this?
How can people practically do this on a daily basis?
How we are doing? Isn't that practical? They will manufacture their own way of religion. And that is not practical. You take this practical system. What is it? Manmanabhava madbhakta madjaj. Where is impracticality? You simply think of Krishna. Become his devotee. Worship Krishna. Or just offer little obeisances to Krishna. Where is the difficulty? Why don't you do that? Krishna says, this is it. If you do this, you come to me. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaya mami vaishyasi asangsa. Without any doubt, he will come to me. Why didn't you do that? Sarvadan man paritvajya mamaga. Why you remain Hindu? Why you remain Muslim? Why you remain Christian? Give up all this nonsense. Just surrender to Krishna. I am devotee of Krishna, servant of Krishna. Take this. Then everything will be immediate, done. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritajya. So why you want to remain Hindu? And try to adjust things? Dharma means dhanmantra-sakshāna-bhagavatmāna. For God says, that is dharma. Now God says that you give up all this, you just surrender it. Take that dharma. Why you want to remain a Hindu? And who is a Hindu who does not accept the authority of Krishna? Who is a Hindu? If any Hindu says, even Arjuna, that I don't care for Krishna and Bhagavad, he'll be immediately rejected. He's a madman. Why don't you take Krishna's instruction? Why do you go outside? Therefore your trouble is there. You do not know what is religion. You do not know what is Hinduism, what is Sanatana Dharma. You do not know anything. And actually, practically, you see, now in our Krishna consciousness movement, there are so-called Hindu, so-called Muslims. They do not care for Muslim or Hindu or Christian. They are now taking care of Krishna, that's all. If you take care of false religious systems, then you suffer. You take real religious sister, then you'll be happy.
Sometimes it's also seen, say, that Muslims and Hindus, they will be converted to Christianity. And the same argument can be given. So what would be the difference for the, in this case, that one is identifying himself as Christian or one is identifying himself as devotee of Krishna?
First of all, you have to understand what is religion. Religion is God's law. You have to understand. Religion does not mean your manufactured, concocted idea. What God says, that is religion. So here Krishna is God. He is saying, therefore this is religion. Is that clear? Make it clear. So long one point is not clear, don't go to the next
one. Especially he's trying to inquire that it appears in India, for example, today.
But in India, they have given up the real religious system, Sanatana Dharma, Varnasrama Dharma. Fictitiously, they have accepted a hodgepodge thing, which is called Hinduism. Therefore, there is trouble.
So then you...
Everywhere, but India especially, their Vedic religion, means Varnasrama. That is, Krishna says, God says, Chaturvarna Maya system. That is what is called obligated. The same law is obligated. You cannot say that I don't take this law. No, you have to take it if you want to have it, happy. You cannot become outlaw. Then you will not be happy. You will be punished. So God says, Maya system. It is given by me. So how we can deny it? And that is it. Dharma to Sakshat Bhagavatthani. Dharma means the order given by the God. So God says, the Chaturvarna Maya system, guna karma vibhaga, for the proper management of human society, there should be these four divisions, social divisions. So we have to take it.
This would be the prescription for all people?
Who would come everyone, out? For all people. There must be on the head the intelligent class of man will give advice. The next class, that is all given in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But when you become Krishna conscious, you can give up all these regulative principles directly. Therefore, Krishna sarva dharman paritajya. Brahman dharma, Kshatriya dharma, this dharma, that dharma, Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma. You give up everything simply that because the ultimate aim of dharma is to come to Krishna. You directly come to me, then everything is all right.
So much other people, they concoct their own system and they say this is the way to go.
So they let them suffer? What can be done? What can be done? If you don't take the laws of the state, you manufacture your own laws, then you'll suffer. The state says, keep to the right, and if you make your own law, keep to the left, then you'll suffer.
So many innocent people are also...
The innocent suffers. Intelligent never suffers. Only the rascals, innocent, they suffer. Innocent means rascal also. He does not know what is what to do. The rascal is also innocent. A child is innocent, but he's a rascal. It does not mean because he's innocent, he's not rascal. Rascal means he's innocent. The child does not know that if I touch fire, it will burn. Therefore, he's a rascal. But that because his child is innocent, he will not be excused. The rascal and innocent are the same category. Innocence of law is not no excuse. You go to the court, if you say, sir, I did not know there is law like this. So that doesn't mean you must suffer. So why Krishna comes? He gives advice that you do this. Don't remain innocent and rascal. Then you'll be able. Why should you stick to the rascaldom? He's personally advising. He says, Sarvadharman Paritajya Mamekanga Sarvadharma. Why you are sticking to Hinduism and Muslimism and Christianism? Why? That is rascaldom. You take to his advice and you behave.
Following these things because that is simply their destiny. They don't know how to please God, so that's simply part of their happiness and distress.
Whatever it may be, now Krishna is asking you, give up this rascal. You do it. Don't go to the history. He says, you give up. You give up. That's all. Then you are perfect. That is Krishna. We are going to the history. History may be something else. But now he says directly, give up. You give up. That's all. Finish this thing. That point is clear now. Thank God.
Question number 4. Even a well-read, widely traveled, and enlightened editor like the late Sri Frank Moraes, I think that's how you...
Moraes?
Moraes? M-O-R-A-E-S.
Who is he?
I don't know. He's late, though.
He has died.
He's dead. He was enlightened. Equated Hindu ethos with casteism. He equated that Hindu culture or Hindu ethos and casteism is one and the same. Will the fundamental values of Hinduism be in any way affected by the eradication of casteism towards which a concerted effort is now being made at all levels?
But it cannot be done. This is another foolishness. Because Krishna says, Chatubranam Maya system Gunakarma Vibhagas. But the difficulty is the caste system is coming on account of false notion that a Brahman is the son of a Brahman. That is caste. But Krishna does not say. He says, by quality and work. He never says, by birth. So, this so-called casteism in India, that is a false notion of Chatubranam. Real Chaturvarna means Guna Karma Vibhava. One must be qualified. And how one is qualified, that is also described. Satya Sama Dama Tidikha Ajava Jnanam Vijnanam Asikam. So there must be education. It is not that to abolish the caste system, which is contaminated by false conception of birthright concept. These wrong caste systems should be abolished. And training centers should be opened. How to train a person to become Brahmana, to become Kshatriya, Guna Karma Vibhava. So you cannot avoid it. But because you have misconceived the castes, that should be abolished. And the system recommended by Krishna, that should be taken. Otherwise you cannot avoid it. The caste system will remain. Just like truthfulness. So all over the world you'll find somebody who is truthful. Why do you take it? His father was truthful, therefore he is truthful. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. Krishna never said that. A father may be Hiranyakashipu, but his son is Prahlad. Or a son. It's not that the one has to become exactly like the father. It may be, there is every possibility, but it is not a fact that the son becomes like the father. It is not fair. So similarly, the first-class man is truthful. Now, wherever you find a truthful man, you classify him as Brahmin. That is wanted. Why do you take that here is a son of truthful man, therefore he is Brahmin? That is misconception. You have to pick up the truthful man all over the world and classify them as Brahmin. That we are doing. If you follow this principle, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, you are Brahmin. Come on. His father may be meat eater or gambler or drunkard. But he is agreeing. All right, come on, please come. You are welcome. Then it will all right. He cannot abolish the truthful class of men. You will find truthful men everywhere. So you have to pick up. So Krishna says that, Chaturvarna Maya Guna Karna. So you pick up the quality of man and put them in the Brahminical class, and then next Kshatriya class, then Vaishya class, then Sudra class. But you cannot abolish that system. That is a false attempt. Because more or less there will be a class of men who are truthful. You cannot abolish. More or less there will be a class of men who are sinful. So as soon as you want to pick up from a family, then it is a mistake, miscalculated. That caste system should be abolished. But the real classification, not caste, it is classification. Intelligent class of man, a truthful class of man, the fighter class of man, that will continue all over the world. You cannot abolish it. Even if you abolish caste system in India, you cannot abolish the class of truthful men. That is not possible. In spite of so much degradation, a class of men will remain truthful. A class of men will remain sinful. More or less. You cannot abolish this. So, this is false attempt. And this caste system is also false. It is not based on the right description of caste system.
You're saying rather it's a classification according to the quality of a man's...
Yes, that is wanted. That must be there.
And what will be the benefit of classifying men according to their qualities?
The benefit will be, then the whole thing will go in order. That is already described many times. That there must be brain, there must be arms, there must be belly, there must be legs for the complete composition of the body. If there is no brain, there is no head, then what is the use of these arms and legs and belly? It is all dead. So in the society, human society, if there is not a class of selected, truthful, honest, and so many Brahminical qualifications, then society is ruined. And therefore they are perplexed. Everyone is a Shudra. Go to the factory. That's all. Go to the factory and bring money. And he's getting $25 or $50 daily and immediately purchasing wine and flat on Bawari Street. He'll produce such men, useless men, disturbing in the human society. Cannot make classless. If you make classless, naturally they will all sudra, fourth class men. Then there will be society in chaos.
Another part of this question, same question. If the Harijans, who constitute a sizable population amongst the Hindus, are made to feel that their very religion...
These are all artificial. The Harijan word was used by Gandhi unnecessarily for a class of men who are not fit for the position. Harijan means the men of Hari, just like Narada. Narada is called Harijan. Great devotee is called Harijan. The persons related with Hari. But if you select some bhangis and chamas and keep them as he is and rubber stamp it. Here is the horizon. What will be the effect? There is no harm to pick up a low-class man and to elevate him to the position of horizon. There is no impediment. You can do it. But if you keep him a low-class man and if you stamp him horizon, what will be the benefit? Just like we are initiating selected man. Are you ready to follow these rules and regulations? When he says, then come on, become a Harijan. Not that I'll keep myself in that same abominable condition of life and I shall become a Harijan. So this Harijan word has come from Gandhi. He did not try to make him real Harijan. He simply rubber stamped it. So what is the value of this Harijan?
There's another section to this question. In other words, how can all sections of Hindus be made to take an equal interest and have the same sense of belonging to the Hindu religion?
Now why are you sticking to the Hindu religion? Any Hindu will accept Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. So why not ask them to take Krishna? Why so-called Hinduism? Who is a Hindu who will deny the authority of Krishna? Is he a Hindu? Every Hindu observes Janmashtami, the birthday of Krishna. So why do they not take Krishna's advice and remain practically Hindu? They will not take advice of Krishna, and they how they can claim to be Hindu?
So can all people have an equal interest in religion, despite their different classifications?
Yes, that I have already explained, that any human, civilized man, he has got some religion. So, the religion, basic principle of religion is with reference to God. So here is God. What God says, if you take that system, then it will be perfect. Not only for the Hindus, for Christians, for Mohammedans, for everyone. And that is being practically done in our Krishna consciousness movement. We have got devotees from all groups of human society, and they are taking place. It is practical. There is no difficulty. So Hindus, Muslims, Christians, everyone take to this Krishna religion, Krishnite, Krishnian, not Christian, but Krishnian. The word Christo is also a Greek word. From this Christo, the Christ has come. So instead of C-H-R-I, K-R-I, the same thing. Christian or Christian or Christian. Krista is also another broken spelling of Krishna. In India, if one's name is Krishna, we say Christo. My younger brother, his name was Krishna. So we are calling him Krista. So Krista, Christian. Actually, if we take the root meaning, Christian means Christian or Christian. And that is a controversial point, but everyone can take to Krishna. Then everything will be settled. Sarva dharman paripadanya mamekam. Make everything clear.
Nice. Would you like to go on, Srila Prabhupada?
No, you can go.
Okay. Next question. Swami Vivekananda. He had given a positive suggestion that one of the best ways for the Harijans to command respect amongst all sections of
when
people...
When Vivekananda was there, when Harijan word was manufactured by Gandhi, at that time Vivekananda was not there. So why is he pulling Vivekananda?
Vivekananda had already died when this Harijan lady...
Long ago.
He's just using the word Harijan in place of Sudra, what was formerly untouchable.
And he can use better. The Harijan word was manufactured by Gandhi.
Right.
Vivekananda died sometimes 1900, I do not exactly remember. When Gandhi's movement was not started. Gandhi's movement was started in 1970. Long ago, Vivekananda expired.
Anyway, his question is, Swami Vivekananda has given a positive suggestion that one of the best ways for Harijans to command respect among all sections of people is to learn Sanskrit, the study of which is being neglected even by Brahmins today. What incentives can be given to Harijans to learn Sanskrit, the repository of Indian culture and religion?
That is another misgiving. They will never be able to learn Sanskrit, and neither it is possible that by learning Sanskrit they will be elevated. There are many Sanskrit scholars. So how they are elevated? They are rotting. It is that good suggestion. Yes. If the Harijan actually becomes Harijan, then it will be good. That training we can give. this Krishna consciousness movement is that we can make a horizon, chamas bhangis. Now they understand horizon means he must be a chamar at bhangi. But that is not the actual. Horizon means devotee, people, man of Hari. So, in spite of their illiteracy in Sanskrit language, we can make him Harijan, actually. So why do you take the trouble of learning Sanskrit? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mang hi partha papat sritya jipisu papajona. Papajani means low grade, birth. So anyone that includes the chamas vangis, they can be purified if they take to the shelter of Krishna. Because Krishna says, ahamta sarva papam mokkhayami. The best thing is to induce them to come to Krishna. Then they will be purified. And the simple method is recommended by Krishna himself and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his incarnation. This kirtan engages them in sankirtan movement, which is being pushed by the Krishna consciousness movement, and they will be purified. They don't require to learn Sanskrit as it is. Let them chant Hare Krishna and they will be purified. And if you want to teach them Sanskrit, it will take 3,000 years. That is impossible.
It is a fact, though, that the repository of Indian culture and religion is Sanskrit. So are you saying, then, that the Harijans, or these class of people...
Yes, it is Sanskrit, but the Vedic mantras are received not by learning Sanskrit, but by hearing from the authorized person. Therefore, it is called Shruti. It is in Sanskrit because there was no other language. Sanskrit was the only language. So now they're being translated into English. It doesn't matter whether it is in Sanskrit or English. One has to learn it by hearing from the proper person. That is what. It is, the Vedic mantras are called Shruti, not Sanskrit. It is called Shruti. Shruti means the first business is here. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchati. What is the purpose of going to Guru? Means to Guru is the authorized person from here, from him here. So it doesn't require that one has to learn Sanskrit. We have got so many disciples. It is not that they first of all learn Sanskrit. They heard. It may be in Sanskrit language or in English language. It doesn't matter. Let him hear the real fact. That is one. So although the Vedic mantras are in Sanskrit, the process to understand is to hear. To hear, it may be any language. To hear and understand, then he becomes. But it is not the Sanskrit language. It is the hearing which is important.
So will this bring respect?
Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Hear and chant about Vishnu. That is what. Not Kirtvattaya, Dhikvattaya, Dhupvattaya, no. That is not what. Nahi nahi rakshati, duking karan. This will not save you. If you are becoming a Sanskrit scholar, Dhupvattaya, Dhikvattaya, Dhapvattaya, that will not save you. Nahi nahi rakshati, duking karan. Bhajagovindam. So this, they are thinking by learning Sanskrit, they will become perfect. And Bhagavad Gita, don't try. So if you learn Sanskrit, then you become perfect. You surrender unto me, then you become perfect. That is one. If you learn Sanskrit, there is no harm. But it is not the only condition that you have to learn Sanskrit, then you will be able. Who knows in our time Sanskrit? Who knows Sanskrit? How many?
Presume.
He may know little. Sanskrit then.
His question here, Srila Prabhupada, especially, is that the Harijans are very downtrodden.
Downtrodden? You keep them downtrodden? You manufacture wine and let them drink, and he will be uplifted. One side, you are manufacturing wine and advertising, come on, take care. And you remain, become Harijan. How it is possible? You must stop all this nonsense. The slaughterhouse, the liquor shop, or the breweries, or the prostitute quarter. Stop this. But that cannot be also stopped. Anyone who wants to become Harijan, he can become, in spite of all these things. He can defend himself.
So should there be some effort?
What is that effort? Teach them Sanskrit?
To make the Harijans respectable, or are these low-caste?
Anyone can be respectable. That is already described. Manghi paatha bapasi. Tirato hunanda pulinda pukkasa bhira sambha javana khasada. Everyone can be suddhanti. They can be purified. But if you take the real process, this is Krishna consciousness process. Otherwise, simply by learning Sanskrit, what will be? There are so many big Sanskrit scholars in India. They are loitering in the street. What is it? We have met so many scholars. What is their position? That Prabhakar, you know, he was my first student. He is the biggest Sanskrit scholar. And what is his position? He got big position also, but he could not stay. If one's mind is not fixed, learn Sanskrit and know Sanskrit, it is. To make a good man, is it not necessary that one has to learn Sanskrit? He can be made good, provided he fully surrenders to Krishna. Sarvai gunai tattva samasati pura. Dasyasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana. If one has got unflinching faith and devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then sarvai gunai tattva samasati, all good qualities will develop automatically. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahajana. If he is not a devotee, he will hover over the mental concoction. Manoratino asatu dhavatu vai. Then he'll remain in the material plane. Never mind, he's a Sanskrit scholar at this or that.
Would you like to hear another question, Srila Prabhupada? Mm-hmm. It is said that while the Shrutis embody the eternal truths of Hinduism, the Smritis, which embody the rules of conduct, need to be revised according to the dictates of the changing times. Will such a stand be acceptable to all sections of Hindus? And if so, how can the new Smritis come into being, and who will give them sanction and sanctity?
The authority will give. That's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving authority. The Shastra is giving authority. That in this age, Kali Yuga, it is full of faults, the ocean of faults. And Sukadeva Goswami is giving direction. Kalau dosa nidhe rajan, hi asti eko mahan guna, Kirtanariva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Parang Bhaja. So, although this says there are so many faults, it is like the ocean of faults, but still there is one very great advantage. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes purified. So, this smriti injunction we should take up, and actually we see all over the world how it is purifying all section of people. So take this, then Shruti Shruti.
Pranadi.
Yes, everything will be fulfilled. The easiest method. Kirtanadeva Krishna Samukta Sangha Parang Bhaja.
So these Shrutis are eternally
standing. Shruti, this is based on Shruti. Sabdhadana Vritti in the Vedanta Sutra. Simply by chanting. Sabdhad, Brahma, Sabda Brahma. Sabdhadana Vritti in the Vedanta Sutra. By chanting the holy name of Lord, one can become liberated.
The smritis are based on the Shrutis?
Yes, smriti, Bhagavad Gita is considered smriti. The Bhagavad Gita also says, Satatam kirtayantam mam yadantasya divavrata. The Shruti smriti.
So then it's
Puranadi, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Harinnama, Harinnama, Harinnama. And it is practiced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna varnam tisa krishna sanga panga asupad krishna varnayati. All is chanting Hare Krishna. So these are the evidences. So introduce this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, everyone will be purified.
Is smriti more than just rules of conduct?
Yeah. Smriti means the Vedas are considered as taken as Shruti. But simply by hearing, one cannot understand. That was smriti, there explained. Purayati iti puran. Complete. The Vedic mantra is not always understood. Just like the Vedanta mantra, janmadasya jataha. This is very shortcut. But Bhagavat explains, janmadasya jataha annayat idaratasya achyesu abhijna sarat. Explanation. The smriti is the explanation. So either you take Shruti or Shruti, subject matter is the same. But these are the evidences, Shruti Shruti, Puranadi, Pancharatriki, Vidhinjana. You cannot be purified or become actually God conscious without reference to this Shruti Shruti. We are pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement. It is not whimsical. It is based on Shruti Shruti, Pancharatriki, Vidhi. Therefore it is becoming effective.
Is it necessary from time to time to change the smriti?
That is, it cannot be changed.
Smriti cannot be changed?
Nothing can be changed. But according to the time, you have to, just like in Kali Yuga, the smriti order is Kirtanadeva Krishnasa Mukta Sangha Parambhaya. So you have to do this. Just like a physician gives a medicine, that morning you take this medicine, in the evening you take this medicine. It is not a change of treatment. It is according to the time, different medicine. But it is recommended by the physician, not by your whims. So Shruti Shruti cannot be changed. But they have recommended different process in different time. So the reference to the Shruti Shruti is there, authority is there.
So you cannot
modify.
There's no question then of, as he says, new smriti.
No. New smriti, they may take it, new smriti, but smriti is smriti, that is not new. You have to give reference to the past, Shruti smriti. Otherwise it is not Veda pramana, sabda pramana. Otherwise, there is no evidence. It is invalid. Not valid. You cannot change the original Shruti Sthiti, but you have to take the timely recommendation. Just like Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevala. Kalo Nasiva, Nasiva, Nasiva. This is the only method you take. But this is Shruti Sthiti Prava.
They may say that if this is the method, then how does deity worship fit into the stream?
You can avoid even deity worship, but you cannot avoid chanting.
Their idea is to abolish deity worship.
Huh?
Their idea is to abolish deity worship because they consider it antiquated.
If you want, why you should try to avoid it? That means you are disregarding the Shruti Sthiti. But that is not the policy that you should avoid it. But it is not possible, just like it is not possible to introduce the Diti Varsi everywhere, anywhere. It doesn't matter, you chant Hare. It is not avoiding. It is the circumstance that does not make very favorable. Just like I did not introduce the Diti worship in the beginning. That was not possible. But when there is favorable condition, we introduce. That is not avoidant. That is conditional. But especially chanting, that is possible in every condition of life. That is possible.
So there's no question then, as he says, of bringing new smritis which would come into being and someone would give them sanction and authority. The physician, as you...
But there cannot be new smritis. We are giving this sanction to Hare Krishna Mahamantra because it is already there in the Shruti. But for this time it is suitable. I am taking a certain type of medicine in the evening. It is already recommended by the physician. I am not doing it whimsically. So whimsically you cannot change. It must have reference to the Shruti Sthiti Purana.
Can anyone change the rules of conduct?
Nobody can change. Nobody can change. But rules and regulations for different time, different circumstances are there in the Shruti Sthiti. We have to take it. It cannot change.
And who will sanction that application?
Yes, this is just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, his authority, his acharya.
The acharya must sanction for the particular time.
We are following the footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not him, Jiga. You have to follow the authority in all circumstances. You cannot avoid. That is illegal. But it will have no power. Just like all of a sudden you make a low-class man a harijan. It will not stay. But you can make harijan any class of man, provided you adopt the proper means.
I think one more question that would be appropriate because it kind of ties in with this last question. Number 7. Hinduism has always renewed or revitalized itself according to the needs of the times. In today's context, are any correctives called for? And if so, who will bring them about? And how can they be brought about and made acceptable to all the masses?
First of all, who will take it? But Krishna has given already, according to the time, he has summarized the whole Vedic scripture in the Bhagavad Gita. But who is taking it? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas, they have explained how to accept Krishna consciousness and Krishna's instruction. The first thing you must be ready to take the presentation according to the time and circumstances, then everything will be all right. If you manufacture your own way of life, if you do not take it from the authority, then it will be failure. Just like this Harijan. Harijan is a very good idea, make everyone Harijan. But Harijan is being picked up from the lowest class of man, the Bhangis and Chamas. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, Papajoni. But how this Papajoni can be purified? Manghipathabhapasitya. By accepting Krishna as everything, that means full surrender. Then he can, even in his Papajoni, he can be rectified. But if there is no question of surrendering to Krishna, and if you rubber stamp a low class man that he has become Harijan, how it will be effective? The condition is there. Manghi partho bepasrit. Find out this word.
Mam hiparta vyaprishritya yepisu papajonia striyo vaishas tatas sudras te piyanti param gatim. O son of Prita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishas, as well as sudras, can approach the supreme destination.
Yeah. The condition is those who take shelter. Mahatma Gandhi manufactures the Harijan, but where there is a teaching that you take shelter of Krishna, so how this Harijan will be effective? The condition is there. Manghi partho bapasi. Read the part.
It is clearly declared here by the Supreme Lord that in devotional service there is no distinction between the lower or higher classes of people. In the material conception of life, there are such divisions, but for a person engaged in transcendental devotional service to the Lord, there are not. Everyone is eligible for the supreme destination. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that even the lowest, who are called chandalas, dog-eaters, can be elevated by association with a pure devotee. Therefore, devotional servants and guidance of a pure devotee are so strong that there is no discrimination between the lower and higher classes of men. Anyone can take to it. The most simple man taking center of the pure devotee can be purified by proper guidance.
Yeah. The guidance means how to take him to Krishna's shelter. Then he will be all right. If the guidance is wrong, no question of Krishna, and he simply by rubber stamping, here is Harijan. How to live with it? Therefore, it is failure. He remains the same drunkard, same meat eater, and he becomes Harijan. How it is well. The guidance is there. Parangdhisthani vattu. He must be guided.
You started this explanation by saying, but who will take it? So is this to say that this religion that you're speaking of is not trying to be made acceptable to the masses, or is it only for those who will take it?
No. Unless you take it, what is question of religion? So that requires guidance. Just try to make a child educated. There is teacher required. Automatically, how you can do it? A child, now you give him a robusta. Now you are MA. Is he MA? He must be guided to pass the MA examination. Then he is MA. And because he is born in a certain family, he cannot be MA. That is not the fact. He can be MA, provided the guidance is there, training is there. He can become MA. It doesn't matter that he, because he is low born, he cannot become a man. No, he can become. The training is how to take shelter of Krishna. Then he goes back to Om Gayatri Vyas.
It appears from his question that his idea is that Hinduism is so flexible that whatever condition of life the masses are in, Hinduism will kind of envelop them and they can still call themselves Hindus. But what you're saying is that actually
now we have already refuted there is no such thing as Hinduism. It's the Vedic concept. The Sanatana Dharma or Varnasrama Dharma.
Is Sanatana Dharma so wide that everyone can be...
Sanatana means eternal. So, nahannate hannamane sarire, the identification of the living entity is already in the sky, that he does not perish after annihilation of this body. That is Sanatana. So that is meant for everyone, not that the Hindus, after giving up this body, exist, and the Muslim or Christian does not exist. Everyone exists. That everyone is eternal. The Sanatana Dharma is meant for everyone.
Is there anyone actually outside of Sanatana Dharma then?
If he thinks. Otherwise, nobody is outside. If you think that you are not, there are so many rascals, they think that with the body everything is finished. Hmm. But he may think so, but that's not fact. Similarly, if one thinks that I am not Sanatana Dharma, I am Christian, he may think like that. But actually you are Sanatana. But if you think otherwise, you can think, you can check it. When Krishna says, nahannate hannamane sarire, the soul does not annihilate after the destruction of the body. Is it meant for the Hindus? Everyone. Everyone is a living entity, everyone is a soul, and he is eternal. Eternal means Sanatana.
So it depends on how one acts as to whether he can be accepted as...
No. One acts means he must act accordingly. If he does not act accordingly, that is his business. That's all.
Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.